Tellinger says you can label him anything, even a crackpot anarchist. Just don't call him a politician.
I'm a humanitarian. I believe in true freedom and true liberty for every human being so that they can live out their life the way they should, using their God-given talents and their skills for their own benefit and the benefit of others around them, and not have to slave away all their life only to die wondering what this was all about.
He maintains that global peace and prosperity is possible if the present financial system is changed radically.
I realize that this is not a sustainable model, that this is really what is enslaving humanity, and what is causing all the problems is the control of money by those that print it and supply it and own it, making us believe that we need money to live on this earth. We don't need money because it is a synthetically created and introduced tool of enslavement over the people of our planet.
Tellinger says the economic system brainwashes people to believe that money is the solution to all problems.
Nothing can be further from the truth. Money is the cause of all the problems. The moment you remove money from the system, that moment you remove all the hurdles and obstacles to progress and human endeavor and achieving abundance on all levels for humanity.
According to Tellinger, the great deception is that the world is a place of scarcity. He says there are enough resources for everyone to live good, abundant lives. But there's hunger and thirst because corporations control the globe's food and water and more to stay rich.
The only reason why our townships don't have sporting facilities and new sports grounds with the latest facilities and amenities and technology is because the bankers are controlling the flow of money. If we stop that and we issue money by the people for the people, money can be made available for all these things all the time, every step of the way.
Tellinger says, like other central finance houses, the South African Reserve Bank dictates the country's economic policy, and this must stop.
So what I'm saying is we got to close down the South African Reserve Bank and open up a people's bank, which issues money for the people, by the people, and makes money available for everything that the people need to do.
He's confident that abundance and happiness are possible for everyone through his Ubuntu contribution system.
A society in which everybody contributes their God-given talents or their acquired skills that they love and are passionate about for the greatest benefit of everyone in their community.
Tellinger says people's banks, managed by councils of elders, will pay people's money to all who contribute their skills to building prosperous communities.
The Ubuntu philosophy is not to govern people. In fact, if I became president tomorrow, the first thing I would do is dissolve the government. People do not need to be governed. They can govern themselves.
Some observers brand Tellinger's highly idealistic, utopian views as bordering on insanity. Despite this, his unconventional ideas and plans have resonated with many people across the globe.
I've traveled the world for more than 4 years now, doing presentations in more than 100 countries around the world on the philosophy of Ubuntu and contributionism, to rousing standing ovations from people who break down and burst into tears because they realize that this is the only way for humanity to survive.
When asked about his chance of success in South Africa's upcoming election, Tellinger simply says, "You never know."
Just look at history. Revolutions have happened virtually overnight. I'm not saying this is going to be a bloody revolution. On the contrary, I believe this is going to be a revolution of consciousness, where people just wake up and realize that we don't need the bankers' private money, pieces of worthless paper that they're making us work our lives away to slave away doing what we hate doing.
He predicts this rapid shift in people's consciousness will happen soon. Then, says Tellinger, the systems that presently control the world are going to come crashing down, and the planet will transform into a much better place. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.